This is the sound that's traumatizing for some in West Texas, but the flatlands of the high desert cascade down to the border on the Rio Grande. It's construction on the Trans-Pecos natural gas pipeline, paid for by Mexico. The route, the most direct and therefore cheapest path from the Permian Basin of Texas to the border, was selected by Mexico. It was then approved by the state of Texas. Mexico says it needs the natural gas to power electricity plants. In 2015, the pipeline company held an open house. The reception from locals was curt, largely negative. Many ranchers and environmentalists, who often don't see eye to eye in Texas, did on this pipeline. They formed a loose coalition opposing it, but the outcry never reached the critical mass it did in North Dakota. But that may be changing. The Dakota and Texas pipelines are being built by consortiums led by the same Texas company, Energy Transfer Partners of Dallas. President-elect Donald Trump's nominated former Texas Governor Rick Perry to be the new Secretary of Energy. Perry's a member of the Board of Directors of Energy Transfer.
There's the trench. You can see the edge of it.
In Texas, rancher Jeannie Simpson's land is now a construction site.
You can see the scar across the land for miles, just lurking along like this huge rocky serpent.
Energy Transfer seized Simpson's land using the power of eminent domain, which Texas gave to the company. To date, Simpson and numerous others have not received compensation owed them under the laws of eminent domain. The company says it's offered fair compensation, though many landowners claim otherwise. But Simpson says the North Dakota ruling is welcome here.
The Sioux have been treated poorly for a couple of centuries, and whatever victory they can win, I'm in favor of that.
Since the Dakota ruling, Native Americans in Texas have gathered on the perimeters of the Trans-Pecos pipeline.
You live on this earth. You need this just as much as we do.
Yes.
Where a Native American, Aaron Tellez, the desert wind whirling around him, appealed to the work crew to stop.
No more raping this land. Let's take care of her.
Energy Transfer says it respects the right to peaceful protest. In North Dakota, any rerouting of the pipeline means Energy Transfer would have to get easements from property owners in other parts of North Dakota who might well say, not here, echoing voices in Texas.
They have no idea the devastation that we feel.
Archaeologist David Keller's with the Big Bend Conservation Alliance, a group of landowners, ranchers, and area residents.
And the fact that it's taken, this incredible clamor up in North Dakota to get us on the radar has been frustrating, although I will say that I'm very glad that that has transpired.
In the Texas case, a pipeline's bringing heavy construction to a rural area called the Big Bend, named for the path the Rio Grande takes on this part of the border.
I thought that there would be enough people out there that love the Big Bend and realized its majesty and its significance. And I thought, I guess foolishly, that all we would have to do is sort of put it out there and say, hey, this area's at risk. And the fact that that didn't happen was very disconcerting.
Both pipelines are on the radar in Mexico. In 2017, four U.S. natural gas pipelines begin delivering to Mexico. In the next 3 years, U.S. pipeline capacity into Mexico will nearly double. Jose Manuel Carrera heads business development at Pemex, Mexico's state-owned energy company.
Construction of these pipelines is making available more natural gas, decreasing prices of power in Mexico.
Mexico appears nervous about the election of Donald Trump, but on this issue, the Mexican energy establishment's with him. The president-elect says once in office, the standoff in North Dakota will be resolved quickly. But several pipeline opponents in Texas say Trump's election likely means there's no hope to stop construction here.